his crew. They were all around 20 or 30 altogether. It seemed like they were just cruising. They were all around 20 or 30 altogether. They were all around.
Thank you. thing you remember. The first 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 thing you remember.
Concerns damage from injury to the central nervous system, the vertebral spine.
Things we're getting together for you are really going to be tough.
The body after extracting, the limb extracting, and regenerate readily.
James Fawcett.
Yes, the Schwann cells have on their surface the sorts of molecules that nerve fibres like to grow over, and they also secrete a variety of molecules called trophic factors, which actually encourage nerve fibres to regrow. In the central nervous system, both oligodendrocytes, which are the insulating cells of the central nervous system, which play the same role as Schwann cells do in the peripheral nervous system, they insulate the nerve fibres, those have an inhibitory molecule on the surface. Which has been partially identified by a group in Switzerland. And astrocytes also produce molecules which inhibit nerve fibre growth.
How would you get regeneration then in the CNS, which is, notoriously difficult?
It is notoriously difficult. People have been trying to do it for over 100 years and failed. There are a variety of leads now. First of all, we know about an inhibitory molecule on the surface of oligodendrocytes, and that can be neutralized by a monoclonal antibody that has been produced by this group in Zurich. And they've tried this out in rats with spinal cord injuries and managed to get a few nerve fibers to regenerate for distances of a bit over a centimeter.
So this is something which will actually damp down the inhibitory or the unfriendly environment.
Right, this will block one of the unfriendly features in the environment. Now, on top of that, there are the trophic factor molecules I talked about before.
These are the ones found in the Schwann cells. They promote growth.
They promote growth. If you give them to areas of the central nervous system, they will encourage a degree of regeneration. So there's those three possibilities.
We go back to these Schwann cells, because they do a really rather good job in the peripheral nervous system. Is there no possibility of, as it were, displacing them into the central nervous system?
Certainly there is, yes. And people have been doing this for a while, including Michael. But in general, you get a lot of nerve fibre growth within the Schwann cell transplant. You're then still left with the problem to make the final few millimetres of connection. The nerve fibres have got to leave that transplant and grow through central nervous system tissue, and they're very poor at doing it.
And this is all at the experimental stage.
I'm afraid it's all at the experimental stage, but it's all reached the stage where these treatments are actually done in experimental animals, rats mostly at this stage. They do actually have beneficial effects on the behaviour of the animal. So it's not going to be very long, I think, before some of these treatments are transferred to human patients, perhaps within the next 5 years. I don't think this is going to be the sort of treatment that's going to lead to people getting out of their wheelchairs. It's going to be the sort of treatment, for instance, that if you think of someone who's had a spinal cord injury that's led to them having partial function of their hands, so that they can move their hands but they're very weak, it will get some extra strength and some extra feeling back into their hands, maybe.
James Fawcett of the new MRC Centre for Brain Repair in Cambridge.
We are in the kingdom of reality.
You've got to want to return to reality.
We are in the kingdom of reality.
You've got to want to return to reality.
We are in the kingdom of reality. We are in the kingdom of reality. We are in the kingdom of
You've got to want to return to reality.
Happy?
Not a flicker of doubt.
Thank you.
I'll say, I guess, Rome.